Brad Davidson joins us on to the phone. And Brad, good morning.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Now, Bradley, sorry, mate, you were just cutting out of my headphones there, mate. Autumn Stars return to Randwick tomorrow. It's going to be a beauty.
Yeah, it's going to be a ripping card, isn't it, Dave? Really looking forward to this tomorrow. So many of the good horses are returning from a break. Obviously, we've seen the likes of a league day already this preparation. But, you know, you look right through the program, it's littered with Autumn Carnival Stars. I mean, Cascadian, we saw what he did in his first preparation. He returns there in the Southern Cross to take on a couple of race fit horses in Special Reward and Jungle Edge. And
okay.
I mean, you know, you look right through it. I mean, even, you know, race six, there was that attorney, the stayer we mentioned for the Matty Smith Yard. I know he's not a star yet, but really interested to see what he can do. And then race seven, you've got the likes of Libertini, Flit, Kiyomichi, Missile Mantra, you know, all of those. And then, of course, the Polo Stakes, we get to see Happy Clapper, Dreamforce, and you know, Elite Day, Very Elegant, Dance, Dance, Dance. So, yeah, plenty of stars stepping out, and that's without even looking at the mare's race, the Triskay. So, yeah, right across the board, some really good horses. And, of course, earlier in the day, Dame Gazelle as well, the Golden Gift winner. The form of the race has been so strong. So, to see how she returns in that long row plate over 1,000 metres.
The rain's playing havoc with some of the race meetings across the country this weekend, and Coss Harbour has been put back to Tuesday.
Yeah, we lost Tareed today, but, yeah, Coss obviously back to Tuesday. Was going to run that country championships qualifier there tomorrow, but I think they've had almost 500 mil of rain for the week, Loz. So they're back to Tuesday. No issue there. Just give it a few more days, I'm guessing, just to drive for that that big country championships qualifier. And I think there'll be a decision made this morning as well on Sunday whether that meeting will go ahead at the normal place, the other qualifier, or whether it'll be moved to Maroota. So we'll wait and see how all that pans out there on the weekend.
And notation, this is big news out of the Autumn.
Yeah, disappointing news, isn't it? Country Championships favourite, of course, notations out of the Autumn with that tendon strain. So that was news was heard last night, and really disappointing because she was not only favourite for that, but she was in the Triskay on the weekend and a genuine chance in group company. And I know the team always said that, you know, trying to chase a bit of black type was always a priority with her. If she was well and didn't win that race on the weekend, she would have been ineligible for the country champs. But, yeah, unfortunately, had a setback, and we won't get to see her probably until the spring.
The big one tomorrow, mate. Obviously, there's great racing here in Sydney, New South Wales, but this Catalyst V Alligator Blood at Caulfield tomorrow, I mean, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great, isn't it? We've got so many great three-year-olds, and this is a mouth-watering class. You throw in Dallas on as well, and it's going to be really exciting and probably set the tone for the Autumn in a lot of ways as well. So, you know, Alligator Blood, we've seen what he's done up in the Magic Millions and whatnot, and we've seen this Catalyst. He looks for a real X factor. I know a few of the ratings guys have him a couple of points below of what the boom probably is right now, but at the same time, he's got that electric turn of foot, and it'd be fascinating to see whether he can put Alligator Blood to the sword there on the weekend.
What type of track are we working on at Randwick tomorrow?
I think we got a little bit more rain overnight, but at this stage, I think it's around that heavy 8. I'm not sure if it's been updated this morning. Yes, it has, 7:35, so 1 mil of rain in the last 24 hours, so heavy 8.
What about, sorry, Brad, what about Loz? What type of track? It's been raining all week.
Yeah, but whether it's 7. Brad just said, what did you say, Brad? A 7
no,
or an 8?
8 at the moment. Yeah. But yeah, you didn't get any more rain.
It could be a soft, David. It could be a soft. It makes a difference.
Brad, I'll tell you something. Laurie's never come to me at a tab on the weekend and goes, soft 7 at Randwick this afternoon. That'll do me. Out of that Catalyst.
Sorry for asking.
No, out of that Catalyst.
Tony Brazel.
Who do you like out of Alligator Blood and Catalyst? Yeah. Who would you rather own? There you go.
I think maybe Catalyst for me.
Whoa.
I haven't done a lot on the race, to be honest. I've been focusing on those 10 races at Randwick. But when you look at it, I just think he might have a bit of X factor. I know. So does Alligator Blood, but you know, Magic Millions form's always just always that little bit suspect. But saying that, we've seen what he's done down there in the Caulfield Guineas, beating a lip and whatnot. So
don't write off Dallas.
I just think, yeah, exactly right. He's going to be there too. But what Catalyst did the other day was 60.5 there at Ellerslie. Mr. Dunn picked them up like they were standing still. So fascinating to see if he can sort of beat the Aussies there tomorrow.
Very exciting stuff. Now, your best bet for the weekend, what are we backing?
Yeah, look, I think it's not a bad card right across, to be honest, at Randwick. I know the weather's a little bit iffy, but I'm hoping we're going to be back on a 7 anyway during the day. It doesn't seem to be much more wet weather around. Race 4, number 7, Dame Gazelle's around that $1.95 mark. But, I mean, you know, on form, she's got a few lengths on these. Just, you know, how forward they've got her. But you wouldn't want to give her a gut buster first up. You know, they would want to forward enough, put it that way. And, look, the second favourite, their destination at $6, well, her last hour performance is probably about 4 or 5 lengths better than it. So, she should be very hard to beat. Race 9, number 4, Fiesta, I thought could go close if we get that improving track, as we should do. Had no luck at all in the Sydney Stakes first up last prep. Should be somewhere there. A couple of others to mention, Dreamforce and the Apollo, I thought would be very hard to run down from the front. And Cascadian in Race 5, the Southern Cross Stakes, I think he set that well first up. I thought Special Award was pretty short in the market there. And earlier in the day, even in the highway, Blinkers Snazzy can run a race at odds. So there's plenty there right across the card, but I just focused on Dame Gazelle and Fiesta as the main two there.
All right. Now, you're a bit of a romantic, mate, so no doubt you've got something planned for this afternoon with your beautiful partner?
No, nothing, actually.
Oh,
theatre tickets or
mate,
something?
You go in the theatre watching Cox Plate. Surely you'd have something.
Nothing planned at all.
Oh, but, all right, well...
Bradley.
That's
dropped the ball
unlike
there.
You.
Yeah.
Mate, what's today? Well, what's so special about today?
It's Valentine's Day, mate.
Oh, there you go. Thanks for the reminder.
Jeez, tell you what, B. Davison, he's dropped the ball there. Too much form.
Out the front door, mate. Get in the car. Go down the road. Take your beautiful partner for some breakfast, or buy some flowers, or a lovely bottle of wine, or something.
Yeah.
You need to do something, mate.
You've got plenty. Okay. You've been tipping winners, so there's no drama with the cash flow. I'll give you the tip. Brad, we'll talk to you next week, mate.
Cheers for the heads up, boys.